The streets of Sepulchre 4 were drowning in blood. Ecclesiarchy troops lay tangled in the rubble like broken alabaster dolls. Survivors fell back by degrees, sloshing through vital fluids and avoiding the corpses choking up the once proud avenues. Despite their defiance, the Shrine World's defenders were wilting before the Chaos Battalions. The Battle Sisters were losing. Several combat squads were trying to hold their ground in Unity Square of Monast, Sepulchre's capital. All other cities had been evacuated or overrun. Here in Monast, the Red Rage fell hardest. Here in Monast, they'd bracketed the defenders' escape routes, destroyed the bridges before reinforcements could be brought in, ensuring dominance of the blood-soaked skies. Here in Monast, they sought something, a relic, to satisfy their warmongering god. The Red Rage surrounded the convent bastion, but, as of yet, hadn't broken through. But time, Tsugan was acutely aware, was running out.
Enhanced magnification.
The image resolved itself in his oculobe. A bare-headed battle sister was holding her power sword aloft, rallying the troops when she took a round to the neck. She fell seconds later as the mass reactive shell exploded, staining her skull-white armor crimson. Sustained bolter fire met her demise. Tsugan was reluctantly impressed. The Battle Sisters had adopted a long firing line and kept it steady in spite of casualties. He watched another Sister Superior step into the dead one's place and try to anchor the defenders. No war cries, nor screams. It was unnerving. At first, Tsugan thought it was pique at having to call on the Astartes to retrieve their holy artifact. Now he wasn't so sure. The Battle Sisters were almost automatons. A few shattered Rock Creek barricades and a pair of half-destroyed tanks stood between them and the enemy. Red Rage traitor marines, their power armor baptized in arterial blood, wielding bolt guns and chain blades, came at them in a mob. Cultists ranged ahead of them like pack dogs. Tsugan sneered contemptuously.
Weak.
It was Anchor's voice across the comlink. The fire drakes were 100 meters or so from the battle site, having penetrated Unity Square and approached down its flank. They could avoid this fight, continue on to the convent bastion and the mission. Praetor ignited his thunder hammer. Energy crackled along the head and haft, stirring the weapon's machine spirit.
Combat formation.
Tsugan rejoiced. Battle at last. As the fire drakes advanced, a missile scudded overhead and tore apart one of the immobilized tanks. It detonated the fuel reserves, slinging the warrior maiden who'd been firing its turret-mounted heavy bolter to the ground, where she lay bleeding. Flamers were brought up and bathed the onrushing Red Rage with superheated promethium. The cultists died immediately, like pathetic candles withered by a blowtorch. The traitor marines were not so easily felled. One collapsed to a knee, shimmering in the heat haze, his armor wreathed by fire, but the others drove through it. Emerging from the smoke, they looked like demons born from the fiery hells of the warp. Tendrils of licking flame trailed off their battle plate. Chain blades screeching for blood, the Red Rage were about to tear into the Battle Sisters when a second flamer blast smashed into them from the flank, smelling bodies unprepared to meet it.
Into the fires of battle!
Praetor thundered towards the traitor marines like an armored amble. Tsugan was behind him. He felt the resonance of his heavy footfalls through his armor, and those of Kairu and Anchor either side. Gathimu was at the rear, slow enough to scorch the Red Rage with his heavy flamer. Tsugan felt him too, saw his ident rune on the grainy tack display imposed on his helmet lens.
Advance 3 steps, fire. Advance 3 steps, fire.
Gathimu was unfaltering. Running in Terminator armor was difficult, but not impossible. Unused to the maneuver, Tsugan found his enhanced physiology stretched, but he soon compensated. His breath sounded harsh and reverberant inside his helmet. The enemy were getting closer through the yellow-orange optic lenses. A spray of blood cascaded from the shattered skull of a traitor marine as Praetor connected with his thunderhammer. A second red slash tore from the warrior's stomach as the salamander sergeant used his storm shield to open him up. Tsugan triggered his storm bolter. The harsh crash-bang staccato that followed, filling his heart with righteous anger.
In Vulcan's name, glory to Prometheus!
He strafed a fresh line of cultists rushing to intercept the salamanders. The Terminators barreled through them like they were nothing. One crumpled against Ankar's armored bulk. Another disappeared in a visceral mist, torn apart by Kairu's chain fist. Ahead of them, the Battle Sisters were rallying. But further enemy forces were coming. Havoc squads armed with heavy weapons and a Rhino APC carrying another battle squad. A wall of fire spat from their ranks. It ricocheted off the invulnerable Terminators, but scythed brutally into the Battle Sisters. Bodies were spun and tossed by the fusillade. They fell in silence despite their wounds. A trio of Ecclesiarchy tanks rolled up the streets to meet the enemy's secondary force, two Battle Sisters squads running alongside them. Unity Square was packed with troops. A short-range firefight had erupted across a small patch of open ground. Frantic melter beams stabbed across the debris, generators screaming. Heavy bolters added a grunting chorus to the orchestra of war. The skirmish was escalating. In the middle of the storm, the fire drakes met the enemy proper. Cracking ceramite, the sound of sundered power armor, accompanied Sugan's bludgeoning of one of the traitor marines. Another came in his wake, firing his combi bolter point blank into the salamander's torso. Tiny insect-like stings were no more than an annoyance. Sugan's power fist crushed him into paste. Buoyed by the sudden appearance of heavily armored reinforcements, the Battle Sisters advanced beyond their barricades to link up with the Space Marines. Gathimu had reached his Battle Brothers too and sent a plume of burning Prometheum into the Chaos Rhino. Destroyed tracks and a badly scorched hull brought the vehicle to a skidding halt. Keeping up the pressure, Gathimu engulfed the stricken Rhino. Smoke-shrouded figures stumbled from its hatches before the hold ignited and blew out the rear door in a deep foom of exploding incendiary. The muzzle flare from Sugan's storm bolter lit up his armor in a stark glow. Already ablaze, the traitor marines from inside the vehicle bucked and spasmed against the bolt storm. Three survived, staggered by shell impacts but unbowed in their durable power armor. Praetor's thunderhammer showed no such mercy as he waded in and crushed them. Emboldened, the Battle Sisters advanced ahead of the more cumbersome Terminators to establish a fresh strongpoint beyond Unity Square. Further squads were moving in from the avenues of broken temples and collapsed spires. Rubble provided a natural cordon in which to funnel the Chaos Renegades. Tsugan noticed the Sister Superior he'd seen earlier give a curt nod of thanks to his sergeant before pressing on. Praetor's voice rumbled over the comlink a moment later.
Fireball, converge at my position.
A series of affirmation runes flashed up on Sugan's helmet lens as the squad tightened its coherency.
Do your thoughts.
Kairu sounded eager for more. He wasn't alone. Tsugan was getting ready to head after their allies when Praetor spoke again.
Hold position. Brother Sergeant.
Gathimu cut Sugan off before he made a mistake he'd regret.
Be patient, brother. This